Welcome back to Comfort Talks Tuesdays. I'm so excited to be here on this fine Tuesday morning. Today we are getting into the Word of God. We are starting a conversation. I hope y'all are ready. I want you to grab your coffee, grab your tea. If you're driving, please be safe, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Comfort Talks Tuesdays. I am so excited to be here with you on this fine Tuesday morning. Today, we are talking about the person of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, as a PK, this has been one of the most profound things I've found in my life. And if you understand how the Holy Spirit works, who He is, and how important it is to have Him around you at all times and staying under the presence of God, you are going to make a decision today, a declaration today, that you want the Holy Spirit to be with you everywhere you go. So today we are getting into the Word. As a PK, like I said, this has been one of the most vital things within my life, is acknowledging the presence of the Holy Spirit, acknowledging that the Holy Spirit is with me at all times. Because as PKs, your parents are praying, the church is praying. Sometimes you feel like experience is the same thing as yours, but you got to know that this is your journey as well. You got to be on the journey on your own as well. You got to find God, you got to find Jesus, you got to have that salvation on your own, and just make sure that you are good, not because of your parents, not because of the church you're under, but because you have had that encounter with God and you have made that decision to be with Him. A lot of things are coming up. There's something that I'm planning in the next few weeks, and I'm so excited. Like, I can't contain my smile. So excited. Y'all will hear more about it. It's gonna be great. Just anticipate that something big is on its way, or with someone big, it's on its way. I'm so excited. So today we're getting to the Holy Spirit. So Jesus promises the Holy Spirit to us and His disciples. It says, "If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate who will never leave you." So today I want you to know that the Holy Spirit never leaves you. So a lot of times, you know, when we're praying or we're worshiping, we're like, "Holy Spirit, come down, Holy Spirit." You know, it's an expression that we usually use in prayer or worship. But I want you to know that the Holy Spirit is right with you at all times. And it was a permission that Jesus received, that He's saying, although I'm leaving, I'm going to leave someone here with you. And the only way that you will see that you are in alignment with my will and with my word is if you love me, obey my commandments. So right there, He gave us a boundary. He gave us what we needed to do. If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate, someone that can advocate in our place, someone that can go in place of us, someone that can speak on our behalf, someone that can speak through us and speak and pray for us in our behalf, someone that will be an advocate, that will be a helper to us, helping us in wisdom, helping us in our life, helping us in the decision making and the things that we do in our daily lives. Because He said the Holy Spirit will never leave you nor forsake you. And it says He will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit. He is the Holy Spirit. So right there we see that there's a character to the Holy Spirit, that He's come to life. He's a person. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. And a lot of times, like I said, as a PK, you hear the words of God from your parents. You hear things from the church. But the Holy Spirit is the one that's leading you to all truth. He's leading you into all truth. So a lot of times you got to test the kind of things you're listening to and ask the Holy Spirit, is this the word of God? Is this truth? Is this thing that people are talking about, is this the truth? Are people that are set into my life in the church, is this truth? A lot of times we have people, especially as PKs, you have a lot of voices around you. A lot. Not even, considering your voice. But there are a lot of voices in the church. There are a lot of voices from your parents, your friends. There's a lot of voices. But we have the Holy Spirit to say that He is the one that leads into all truth. So that means our relationship with the Holy Spirit got to be so tight that when you're in a certain place or in a certain room or in a certain conversation, and then you see that that conversation is not in alignment with what God has been telling you or what God has been revealing to you, you got to tell yourself right there and speak with the Holy Spirit and say, is this leading into all truth? Is this truth? Is this in alignment with the Word of God? Because one thing I've known is the people around you, if they are from God and if they are with the purpose of God, and if they are speaking into your life, into that purpose that God has, it does not contradict the Word of God. That's how you know that you are walking in full alignment with God, when what other people are saying is not contradicting what God has said. God is not an author of confusion. He's an author of order. He knows what He's saying. And if He says this, then this is it. And He says, the world cannot receive Him because it isn't looking for Him and it doesn't recognize Him. That's why it's so vital to know the people that are around you, the people that, you know, are not saved, people that are not, quote unquote, in line with God, in line with God's purpose, in line with just the visions that God has for you. The world doesn't recognize it because they are looking for their own truth. Everybody has their own truth. But in Christ, when we are in this Christendom, when we are in this family, there's only one truth. That truth is Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. We got to know the Word, and we got to, like I said, the world is going to be seeking after their own truth. As a PK, you got to be so firm in the Word. As a person, you got to be so firm in the Word. As a Christian, you got to be so firm in the Word, and to just be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, and to invite the Holy Spirit at all times within your life, because He says the Holy Spirit never leaves you. The Holy Spirit is all around you. Sometimes you don't have to say, you know, like I said, it's an expression. When you're praying, you don't know, you know, sometimes it just comes out. Holy Spirit, come down. But the truth of the matter is the Holy Spirit is right there with you. He never leaves. He never leaves you. Sometimes due to our sin and due to our own thinking and due to our limited thoughts, we can try to push the Holy Spirit away. But once you make yourself aware, and once you are aware of His presence, and once you are aware that you are walking in the presence of God at every single moment of your life, and you're surrounding your atmosphere with the presence of God, you're praying, you're in continuous prayer, you're in continuous worship, you see that you are never far away from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is never far away from you. God is never far away from you. Jesus is never far away from you. You see that you are in that connection at all times. In the Bible, it says pray without ceasing. Why do we pray without ceasing? Because there's something called continuous prayer. Prayer doesn't need to stop. Prayer is continuous. Every single day, you can be in prayer at all times. It doesn't have to be just 3 hours every hour. You're praying for 3 hours every single hour. No, but continuous praying. Just making sure that the Holy Spirit is in your life and that you are aware that there's the Holy Spirit there. The God's presence, you are walking under His presence. So as a PK, it's so important, because your parents and the church, you know, they're working on their own. So you got to work on yours as well. It's important to know that the Holy Spirit never leaves you, especially finding your purpose as a pastor's kid is very tough, because, you know, there's a lot of voices. Like I said, a lot of voices are looking to speak into you. A lot of voices are looking to, you know, give you their thoughts and their fears. And you got to be so sensitive to the Holy Spirit that, God, is this really from you? Lord, are these people really trying? The thing that someone is trying to say, are they actually trying to speak into my life, to pour into me, oh God? I want us to be very sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I want you to know that He's always there with you, and that He came as an advocate and as someone that is going to lead us into all truth. Meaning that everything we do, if we want truth, we got to invite the Holy Spirit. We got to say, Holy Spirit, I know you're around me. I know you're here with me. Lead me into the truth in this matter. Lead me into the truth in my life. Lead me into the Word of God. Open up the truth and the mysteries in the Word. The Word is as true as it can get. But tell the Holy Spirit, I want you to just open it up more to me. Reveal God's word. Reveal God's purpose in the word for me. So today I wanted to take this little route of just going into the Holy Spirit, because as a PK, it's a lot of voices around you. But I found that the closeness and the awareness of the Holy Spirit around you every single day is what really kind of pushes you into that place that God has for us. Not just PKs, all of us. I thank y'all for listening. I hope y'all have a wonderful and blessed morning. Just know the Holy Spirit is with you at all times. And just pray over your life. Pray over your purpose. Pray over everything that God has given to you. And keep on going. Keep on going. I will talk to you guys next week. We have another guest next week. We have my dear friend coming on. She's going to also speak about boundaries and setting boundaries and just things she has learned from her experience as a PK. So we're going to have her on in the next podcast. And then the big guest will come beginning of December. We're still, we got the date set and everything, but we're just going to make sure that it's come December, he's gonna wrap this all up. That's a hint. It's a he. So that's a little hint for y'all of who would be coming on the podcast. Like I said, I haven't done this and I haven't gotten, you know, this big of a guest. And I love all my guests that have been on the podcast. I appreciate everybody. This they have their own ministry, so it's gonna be great. It's going to be great. It's if you also want to be a guest on the podcast, just let me know. Shoot me an email. Shoot me a text. If you have my number, send me a DM, whatever you want to do. And yeah, we can definitely make that happen. We can speak about it and have you come on. Thank you guys. And I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.